Bright as the noonday sun, the nymph she sat a while, and then she thus begun, was that a pleasing smile, or spread the beauties of her face as when the morning light does gild the skies with its uprise and puts the shades to flight. Alas, how am I wooed? What conquest do I gain? She cried, by love pursued, while lovers suffer pain. Yet I am coy and will not yield unto love's powerful dart, but to prevail gains all that assail, and make them feel the smart. No sooner this love's god heard the proud nymph proclaim, but from his high abode, as swift as lightning came, and from his quiver drew a shaft pointed with strong desire, which in her breast he did fix so fast as kindled their love's fire. At which she starting cried, "Ah me, what change is this? I'm like a phoenix tried, yet know not what to wish. A pity now, love's god," she sighed, "I have rebellious been unto thy power, which I now must adore and bow before love's queen. Stay, gentle Cupid, heal the wound that thou hast made. My weakness I'll reveal." The lovesick nymph then said. Then from her breast a burning sigh she breathed and blushed for shame. To be o'erpowered, who so lately towered in triumph o'er love's flame. Then from her bright eyes fell a shower of crystal tears. "Alas, must I now dwell?" she cried amidst these cares. "Ah me, to love and know not whom, possessed with strange desires, while my delight has all taken flight. Sweet Cupid, quench these fires. Send me a lover now to ease my cruel smart. Level thy conquering bow at some kind youth whose heart apply to mine may take away the fever that has seized, that so my pain may no longer remain, but I may find some ease. Too fierce, wing god, thy arrows do consume, and with fresh wounds so load, till more can find no room. "Sweet Venus, pity now," she cried, "I I yield unto thy might, nor can I bear chastisement severe, O wreck not thus thy spite. My crime I now confess, and lay ambition down. No more shall pride possess my beauty, I disown. Come then, kind youth, whoe'er thou art, for whom unknown I burn, that I in thee now may happy be, before I ashes turn. Virgins, take warning now, she sighed, and be not proud, but kindness still allow, when love to you is vowed. Assert not by your gaudy blooms, lest Cupid's anger rise, and then like me such beauties be his flaming sacrifice.